This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Weather-wise, we got pretty lucky this year with cooler and wetter conditions on the heels of last year's drought. But moving forward, could we be more efficient in how we make those declarations? Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison says our drought monitoring system could use some tweaking.
So you have the quote-unquote regular Water Supply Advisory Committee, and they meet on a regular basis. There's not necessarily a calendar per se, but they do have regular meetings to evaluate how things are looking during the water year.
And from there, Lewison says, we see a little overkill.
And then there's sort of this executive committee that gets called in the event that there's sort of a water emergency. And that committee is the one that says, okay, now we have a drought situation and we need to pass it on to the governor.
Lewison says it seems a little silly that two committees monitor the same thing.
One of them looks at it on an ongoing basis, and then they have to call in this other committee to make the final say. Why not just have them be one large committee and have kind of a deadline of sorts to say, okay, we're going to declare a drought emergency or not?
Lewison says our definition of what constitutes a drought is also a little too broad and could be simplified.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.